Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grossons from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. The eagerness with which some in authority have urged, as part of our effort to prevent future terrorist attacks, the adoption in American cities of London's policy of photographing every resident with security cameras a reported average of 200 times per day, should give one pause. Not simply because the British policy apparently hasn't prevented attacks, so much as it has figured in the after-the-fact arrest of would-be terrorists so inept they proved a danger only to themselves. Nor because of the practice's obvious Big Brother associations, which don't raise much more than a yawn in a nation of non-stop political demagoguery, double-speak spokespersons and an enabling press, law-breaking justice officials, peace-preaching warmongers, domestic spying and assaults upon the Bill of Rights so frequent they deserve a digital counter in Times Square. No, rather because what we've already seen happen in the land of the free during the reign of King George IV may have rendered this level of surveillance completely superfluous, if the following tale has any truth to it. The Larks. Once the Larks agreed to give up their free and happy ways. They did this because they'd heard a voice from loudspeakers recently installed on every corner declaring that it was necessary. They could no longer continue, the voice intoned gravely, in the blithe conviction that to be born a lark was to be born free and happy. It was time to make some tough decisions, starting with freedom. The Larks, considering themselves a fiercely independent lot and convinced their freedom was precisely what made them a symbol to all the world of the best life had to offer, might have been expected to dismiss this assertion out of hand. But the voice sounded so authoritative that a large number of them hesitated to object. Perhaps they could get along without some of their freedom, they guessed, if it meant keeping the rest. Partly free was better than not free, it could be argued. Wasn't it just another case of quibbling over whether the glass was half empty or half full? Still, not all the Larks were convinced that half free meant anything other than half free. What do we get in exchange, they wanted to know.
Security!
Boomed the voice from every loudspeaker. Security against what? The unconvinced Larks continued.
That information cannot be revealed for obvious reasons, but suffice it to say, there are false Larks among you.
What?
All Larks need to watch what they say and watch what they do. In that spirit, you are urged to join Operation Suspicious Freedom and report unlark-like behavior in your midst wherever you find it.
Following this call to action, the Larks began to eye each other differently. First with a questioning expression, and then with one that said something else entirely. All Larks were equal in appearance, but some must be secretly different if they posed a threat to the freedom of the rest. The more each Lark studied its neighbor, the more it became convinced it could in fact detect something worth reporting. Slight to be sure, but enough to raise suspicions all the same. Are you the reason I can't feel really free anymore? each lark's searching look seemed to ask. "Why, look at me," came the responding glare. "You don't seem like much of a true lark yourself." Soon no lark felt secure, given that one lark's freedom looked very much like another lark's danger. And if that was the case, if freedom was hard to tell from danger, then maybe no lark should stand too much on principle or ceremony. Opinion surveys showed that roughly 50% of the larks were prepared to endure secret interrogations and even torture in the search for false larks. Provided, of course, these measures were used only on the other 50%, and assurances were given that the interrogators and torturers could tell the difference. If that's what it took, unsavory as it might be, then the voice on the loudspeakers was doubtless right. Desperate times called for desperate measures when the free and happy life was at stake. Trusting all would be well, many of the larks already felt lighter of wing. More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, and audio CD collections of selected tales can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page of the website.